This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning we are spotlighting St. Gwendolyn's School in Carbon Center. That's in Butler. It's the oldest Catholic school still in operation in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, founded back in 1845. And the first classes were held in a small building made of logs and clay. And the building was replaced in 1912, which is still in use. And a few years ago, St. Gwendolyn's School was at risk of closing with enrollment of 58 students, but the parents and the teachers, the alumni and the parishioners, and the community rallied to support to promote the school. And today, the enrollment is stable with 141 students attending preschool through eighth grade. And my guest this morning on this Memorial Day weekend is Jolene Klaus. She is the principal at St. Gwendolyn's School in Butler County, and Father Matt McLean, who is the administrator of the parish grouping, which includes St. Gwendolyn and Carbon Center. Jolene and Father Matt, welcome this Memorial Day weekend to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Father Matt, you and I were in the seminary together, and here we are almost 18 years later, and it's great to have you here in the studios here this morning with me. And you've been the pastor now, or the administrator at St. Gwendolyn's since 2012, and you followed in the footsteps of the Capuchin friars from Herman, who ran the parish from 1880 until 1998, and before that, the Redemptorists, minister to the German Reformers, who settled in Carbon Center. What is St. Gwendolyn Parish like, and how would you describe it up there in Butler County?
Well, St. Gwendolyn's is it's a pretty vibrant parish. I think it's a place where we have a lot of young people, a lot of young families. We're kind of a magnet in that area, I think, that draws a lot of the young families we have. a lot of families who have been in the parish for, you know, more than 100 years.
There's a tradition.
There's a lot of tradition. Yeah, some of the founders of the parish, a lot of their great-great-grandchildren are still in the parish. But it's very active. You know, it's in a rural setting, certainly. And there, you know, we certainly have a few people who are farmers, who are full-time farmers, a lot of part-time farmers, a lot of people who do you know, working in Butler City and do their work on the land in the weekends and the evenings. But it's a really neat place. It's a place I think that for me it was different than any other parish I've been to, because it really feels like it's the church is still very much the center of the community. And so that's been a really exciting thing. You know, there's people are very involved and stay involved.
Probably a lot different from where you grew up in St. Anne's and in Castle Shannon, Mount Lebanon, and being in a suburb setting, and then being now the administrator in a rural setting. That's a whole different ballgame, probably.
It really is. Yeah. Excuse me. And it's not something that I think that if you would have asked me, would this have been something that would be, you know, a good fit or anything like that? I'm not sure. But, you know, the bishop was pretty wise in that, sending me there, and it's been really great. I've enjoyed being there a whole lot.
And, Jolene, you started at St. Gwendolyn's School back in 2003, first as a preschool teacher, then you taught second grade. When you became the principal back in 2012, you faced some pretty big challenges starting with the preschool. What was happening back then?
Well, both the preschool and the main building were on the decline. We think preschool probably was because of the daycare centers that could provide an all-day preschool time as well as daycare time when you have to transport your kiddos to and from school for our half-day program that we only had back then. When in regards to the main school, we thought that there must be something with the cyber and the charter schools. Those were just starting up back then, and just the lack of knowledge of knowing us back in the Wood area that we are in the community itself, they weren't knowledgeable that the school even existed back there. It actually used to say, one of our flyers said, best kept secret in Butler County, and we wanted to change all that.
It is kind of hidden. I've only, to be honest with you, once I've driven past it, Route 422, I believe, and then you take some side roads and then go back behind a golf course, and boom, there's the beautiful church and then the school. So it is pretty much in the middle of nowhere, but it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we would agree.
And Joanne, you said the school, the parish, the community, how did they get more involved with promoting St. Wendelin's?
Well,
how did your enrollment go up then?
I was just going to say, it definitely was not a one-man band. This was a huge group of people that worked really hard to try to revitalize the school. Between the alumni, they are constantly there to help with different things that go on in the school. We started a database of alumni, sent out newsletters letting them know about things that are happening in the school, renovations, student achievements, different things to that nature. We started a database with just the baptisms in the parishes around, trying to get our name out there by sending congratulations cards to those families because we were so excited for them receiving that sacrament, and then enrollment in information throughout the years of their up until preschool and kindergarten, so we could try to boost enrollment. That was one of the things we were trying to build from the ground up, starting with our preschool program. And so we initiated the all-day preschool program, I believe, in 2015. And so families can choose a half-day or an all-day program. We also started the extended day program to help those working families trying to keep their kiddos occupied by working on homework and doing some crafts and activities after school until they could get there to pick them up.
So by just changing and being more accommodating, especially to working families, to have that half day or full day, and then the extended day, because that's a big thing with parents.
Right.
By doing that, made it more convenient. So obviously the enrollment went up too.
Agreed.
Yeah. Now, Father Matt, you said school families are important to the life of St. Wendelin Parish. How do the school families participate in your parish?
I think that the school families bring a lot of life to the parish. I mean, it's a great parish. We have outstanding religious education program as well, you know, and so there is a lot of vibrancy, I think, that comes just from having a school, you know, and having young people, you know, on the campus, on the, you know, the parish grounds during the day, and it does bring a lot of life to the liturgies and things like that for our people during the week, but the school families, I think, have been really invested, especially, you know, historically in the last number of years, been invested. They've done a lot of important things, like a lot of the work that we've done, you know, with kind of making the school building a little more modern. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that work we were able to do with the help of school families, you know, who instead of contracting out, we had a lot of school families who
took a personal interest,
and they had the skills, which was really, really helpful, you know. So even things like pouring concrete floors and refinishing, you know, floor, we didn't have to go looking for people. We had moms and dads who knew
people
how to do that,
up to the plate.
And they stepped up to the plate,
yeah.
Right? And they are very involved in many ways. You know, we have a lot of the big events that happen throughout the year, fish fry, and we have a big turkey dinner and things like that. Those are school events, but they're parish events too.
They piggyback with each other.
They really do. Yeah, and the families are very involved in that.
Now, Jolynn, your teachers and alumni, they play a key role in the success of St. Wendelin. Can you talk about their involvement?
They have a huge role in our success of our school right now. Our alumni My father had already mentioned, you know, they have a vested interest in that school, and most of them still come around the school stop in and ask if anything needs done, because most of them are parish members at that. We have a big Alumni of the Year event that goes on each year now. Since about 2016, we started that, and every year we try to spotlight one of our alumni and accomplishments they've had. We have a big mass and open house night. Our staff at our school, they do not work there for the money. I can tell you that. If they work there, it's because God called them there.
Wow.
That is true. They do so many volunteer activities. We started all these extracurricular activities over the last 4 or 5 years, drama club, chorus, outdoor club that kids go fishing, things to that nature. Our teachers work really hard, and they love the kids. That's the biggest thing. They really love the school and everything about it being part of a parish.
So Father Matt and Jolynn, you're both talking about how the school and the parish and even the community, Carbon Center, everybody is kind of like invested, and it's central, the church, the parish, and the community. And it sounds like there's something, there's a great vibe going on in that little corner of Butler County. Would you agree?
I would 100% agree with that, Father.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a very, very much alive. Yeah.
And, you know, as they say, it's not just numbers, it's not quantity, it's quality. And for a little school with being the oldest school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, the rich tradition, the history of the farmers and the Redemptorists, the Capuchins, and now the diocesan leadership, and now the lay people also helping out, bringing your school and your parish together, that's what makes the future bright.
Agreed. It makes us special.
And I think having the parents and grandparents saying, hey, we walked these halls too, or we went to school here, or we went to we worshiped our mass here, they have a vested interest, and they pass on their traditions to their kids and grandkids, and it's like a ripple effect too.
It's exactly what happens on open house nights. These families come through the school. This used to be the library. This used to be where they had the staff room. Why has this room changed? You know, it's a lot of fun just to hear the old stories of how a poker came through the floor from firing the furnace on the top floor.
That's funny.
You know, and so forth. So,
and the history's still going on too.
Hopefully for years to come.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning on this Memorial Day weekend, we are featuring St. Wendelin's School in Carbon Center, Northern Butler County. And with me this morning is Jolynn Klaus. She is the principal of St. Wendelin's, and Father Matt McLean, who is the administrator of St. Wendelin and Carbon Center, St. Joseph's in North Oakland, Butler County, and Mother Dolorosa in Chicora. And Jolynn, we were talking a little bit about, you made some improvements to the current school building, which I mentioned at the beginning of our segment, which is over a century old. What have you done recently to make some improvements to the building?
Well, since 2013, Father Matt and I have made a significant amount of upgrades to the building, and that's through the help of all the alumni and parish members, as well as the community itself. We put up new walls. We actually brought in tractor trailers to unload the entire basement, to put in new laminate floors in the primary levels. In the preschool building, we put new flooring in. At one point, we took down a wall at the main entrance and exposed the original brick from the original building and left it that way, just for not only aesthetics, but for the fact of letting them see the tradition at St. Wendelin School itself. We put new flooring in the primary hallway as well as the middle school hallway. We've put an AED system in. We've put in a security system. We've put in two-way radios for teachers to be able to communicate throughout the entire area, not just in the school, but when they go over to practice for mass and for rosary, so that they can hear what's going on in the main building. There has been just a significant amount of upgrades to the building, trying desperately to put us up where we want to be.
So for the oldest Catholic school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, it's modern.
We're trying. Yeah, we're doing
that's
it.
That's great to invest in all that, which you have to.
Technology has been a big piece to that as well, between adding the tablet carts to the primary and the middle school levels, the iPads that the kids are using to enrich different lessons and enhance lessons as well. We don't just use technology to say we're using technology. There's a reason and a purpose for technology being utilized.
They need that. Now, Father Matt, the spiritual side of education in St. Wendelin's School is also emphasized. Tell our listeners the ways that students are growing in their faith.
Well, we have a weekly mass together, the whole school, and it's certainly a really lively mass. The kids are very, very active, taking part, preparing the readings and serving and doing all different parts of that, singing in our, in the choir. They have just a lot of neat things that go on with, each classroom, each homeroom has a patron saint. And they learn about the saint, and that's their patron saint each for the year. And they spend a lot of time working on that. We try and integrate a lot of the things with that saint, if we can, into the lessons as well. If there's a lesson on history or even just any other way that we can get the students involved, just to help them to realize that in all aspects of life they're living a Catholic life, and so it's not separate. Math is not separate from God.
It's all incorporated.
It's all incorporated.
And even the modern technology is. Joan was talking about you incorporate the religion. Now, Father Matt, you're in the parish grouping that includes St. Joseph's in North Oakland and Mater Dolorosa in Chicora, and they've been sending students to St. Wendelin's for years, but now you're officially, they have a school. Can you explain what that means, how you're bringing your grouping, your parish groupings, into saying this is our school?
Yeah, it's been actually a really pleasant surprise for me. Mm-hmm. Just with all the new groupings, there's challenges,
Right.
And one of the things that we did immediately is when, we have the kids doing fundraisers or things like that, selling hoagies, selling cookies, whatever, that we would always have them at St. Wendelin's Masses. But immediately, as soon as the grouping began, I said, no, we're going to go to all the Masses. And I wondered how people would respond, to say, what are these kids doing here? But they haven't. They've been very, very open and welcoming and excited and supportive. And it's exciting, I think, for people to say, we have a school. Wow, we have a school. It's kind of a neat thing. And just, we're looking forward to the future, some of the things that are going on that we're hoping to do in the future. And we've really purposely, brought in people from all three parishes and said, this is your school now. Mm-hmm. This is what we think we need to do. How can you guide us, to get there? And that's been very positive as well. People have received that very well.
It's no longer us versus them, but this is ours.
Sure.
Right. And Jolynn, you grew up in Chicora, right?
I did.
So Mater.
St. Joe's,
or
North
St. Joe's.
Oakland,
yeah.
Actually was
really?
My home parish.
And now all three are coming together.
I know.
So it's kind of like a boomerang, so to speak. Here
it
you
is.
Are being the principal of St. Wendelin's.
It couldn't be a better thing. My entire family
so this is personal
from
for
them.
You.
Yes.
Right?
My uncle actually was a priest, and that was where he said his first mass was at St. Joe's North Oakland. So my family all was married at St. Joe's North Oakland, and it was a great thing to hear when they announced the grouping.
And they're not that far away, are they, mileage-wise?
I mean, no.
It's not too far
away. No, it's St. Joe's is about 4 minutes away.
Right.
Really. Mater Dolorosa is a little further away, but not too far.
I mean, you have to
much.
Drive. You can't walk.
You have to drive, right.
But they're still relatively close.
They are, yeah.
But that's nice that it's no longer St. Wendelin's school just for St. Wendelin Parish, but for the whole grouping. And I've seen it in my grouping with St. Bede, St. James in Wilkinsburg, and also St. Charles along in Homewood. This is our school. It's not just us versus them. Now, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and I know it's a big day at St. Wendelin's. Father Matt, can you tell our listeners what you're doing?
Yeah, every Memorial Day we have a mass, as many parishes do. Mm-hmm. But one of the neat things with St. Wendelin is that the cemetery is really right directly across from the church. And so we'll have mass, and then the recessional, essentially. We just walk right out the doors. Everybody walks out with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and we just go right to the cemetery, and then we do a cemetery blessing. Their blessing of, you know, for Memorial Day, and then people go and spend time with their, you know, at the graves of their loved ones. So it's a really neat tradition that was there before I got there, and I was always very happy to
that on.
Continue
and
that.
Probably sure. All the grave markers of last names on the stones are probably names that you're familiar with.
They're
in
all
the
still
parish
parishioners.
And the school.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't move too far away.
They did not.
Jo-Ling, families interested in learning more about St. Gwendolyn's School, how would they contact you, and are they welcome for a tour?
Oh, absolutely. All of the information is on our website. You can find my email there, the school phone number. We have tours anytime that families would like to stop down, and we've always offered step-up days towards the end of the school year as well for kids to try out a class and see how they feel about the atmosphere at St. Gwendolyn School.
And what's the phone number they can reach
it's you? It's 724-285-4986.
And website or email address?
Our website is www.stgwendolynschool.com, and my email is stwend@zoominternet.net.
And you're winding down the school year. Coming up in a couple weeks will be the last day of class.
We have a lot going on at St. Gwendolyn's right now. We're trying to prepare for the big conservation school coming up for our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Nice. We have field day. We have kindergarten celebration and 8th grade graduation all in the next few weeks.
So you squeeze everything in just a short amount of time.
Yes, anything that builds their confidence. We love celebrating our students.
And then once school ends, I'm sure you're still there.
Yes, this doesn't end
cleaning
for me.
Up and
I'm there all summer long.
And people can still come over
the
summer.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That'll be great. And Father Matt, any plans for the summer with the parish or the school?
You know, we just have regular things that we normally do. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a big picnic in the summer. It's a big festival, essentially, one-day festival. That's always a big deal, and we're looking forward to that. And confirmation's coming up, all different kinds of stuff. So, we're pretty excited.
It's hard to believe, huh? Quick year. School year ends and get ready for the summer and get ready for the fall. Be there before you know it. Father Matt McLean and Jo-Ling Klaus from St. Gwendolyn's and Carbon Center, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring a Festival of Praise for Vocations, which will be held on June 23rd at St. Paul's Seminary in Crafton. You can come and praise God for the four men to be ordained to the priesthood and two men who will be ordained to the Transitional Diaconate Program, as well as pray for an increase in priestly vocations. It will be a Festival of Praise for Vocations. It will be held on June 23rd at St. Paul's Seminary in Crafton, and it will be held at 7 p.m. Bishop Zubik will preside over the Holy Hour, and there will be adoration, and also will be some festival and praise, and there will be also some opportunity for camaraderie and a light reception. Nice time to really pray for the men being ordained to the priesthood and the diaconate, and also having some praise and worship music. Again, that is on Sunday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at St. Paul Seminary on Noblestown Road in Crafton. Festival of Praise with Bishop Zubik, our seminarians, priests, deacons, and lay people. Really fun time, but prayerful time to pray. Again, that is on Sunday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at St. Paul Seminary. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.